Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal court says no to a prosecutor's efforts to get the president's tax returns. A three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday put on hold a lower court ruling while it considers the president's argument that the records request is overbroad and was issued in bad faith. New York City District Attorney Cyrus Vance wants the records to see if President Trump broke laws in an investigation concerning supposed hush money payments made to several women, as detailed by the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. President Trump, telling reporters yesterday, claims in an upcoming book by Michael Schmidt that he had a series of mini strokes last year is fake news. He added maybe they were referring to another candidate from another party, alluding to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump calling violent protests in major cities domestic terror. Speaking at a law enforcement roundtable in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday, the president said he strongly supports the use of the National Guard to help put an end to the violence. Meanwhile, a probe into the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha by police a couple of weeks ago has produced over 100 pieces of evidence, according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice. It includes 28 different videos of the incident. Kids in New York City are facing a change in their back-to-school plans, as we hear in this report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
Again, that report from Wendy King, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It appears Americans are still a ways off from having any hopes of getting coronavirus stimulus relief money again, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans are no closer to a deal than they've been in weeks. Pelosi says Democrats in the White House, in her words, have serious differences understanding the situation that working families are facing. This comes after Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke over the phone for over an hour yesterday. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the official Japanese surrender in World War II, officially ending the deadliest conflict the world has ever seen. September 2nd was a formality. The Empire of Japan had announced its unconditional surrender earlier in August after the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The surrender documents were signed on board the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. And Graceland is cleaning up after graffiti was sprayed on a wall all along Elvis Presley Boulevard, the Levitt Shell Amphitheater, and the I Heart Memphis mural in Midtown Memphis, also vandalized. The graffiti calling for defunding police, abolishing ICE, and in support of Black Lives Matter. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Carter Page, who is a model American citizen, although I'm sure there's some people that may think differently, but that's okay. This is the whole truth and nothing but. A graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, a successful businessman. He even served his country clandestinely as a source for America's intelligence services. But all that was not enough to protect Carter Page when he had the temerity, how dare him, to support Donald Trump for president. Page's role as a foreign policy advisor to the campaign was minor. He never even met Donald Trump, yet he became a target of the FBI and career Justice Department officials who wanted to harass Trump, the candidate, and then unseat Trump, the president. In his new book, Abuse and Power, Carter Page himself tells the shocking and sordid story for the first time. Carter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Carter, first of all, let me say this up front. I want to thank you for your service to our government and to the American people. I don't know that I've heard that, expressed to you before, but I wanted to up front tell you how much I appreciate what you have done as a patriot and what you have done on behalf of the American people.
Thank you so much, Bill. And look, a lot of this story has been about false perceptions and false media accounts. And so I want to thank you as well. I know you're one of the relatively fewer people in that, in the media realm who's willing to tell the truth. So.
Well, that's the basis of where we're about, Carter Page, is that we're about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And what I've appreciated about you constantly, whenever you are being hammered by people in the government and the bureaucracy, you always maintain this calm look about you. In fact, it was interesting because I was sharing with somebody else, I was showing them a picture of you, and they go, he kind of has that Nick Sandman kind of look. I said, yeah, but without the $250 million settlement.
Well, we'll see. It's a long battle, and we'll see how things turn out in terms of some of my ongoing litigation as well. So
exactly. Well, let's talk about the beginning. How did you get involved with the Donald Trump campaign to begin with?
So I was a long supporter of then candidate Trump. I actually, believe it or not, my office is right next door to Trump Tower. So, I used to go to lunch all the time or the Starbucks all the time and downstairs in Trump Tower. And so, it was like when he came down the escalator, which I also, used to travel on the way to lunch, mm-hmm. Back in the summer of 2015, It was really exciting because, I knew what he stood for and, a lot of his accomplishments throughout his career. And so it was really exciting that someone would of that stature and with those skills in terms of being a real businessman, et cetera, mm-hmm. would, you know, be willing to go, you know, throw their hat in the ring and be willing to fight the, vicious battles that we know are kind of part and parcel of Washington. And mm-hmm. although little did we know just how treacherous it would be. So, mm-hmm. I volunteered in, later in 2015 myself. And, I was fortunate enough to, be selected just as a, you know, junior, volunteer for, one of many committees that were put together on the Trump campaign in early 2016.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the president's business acumen, which is quite obvious, and you and I are both business people, and we've been saying for a long time that what the bureaucracy, what D.C. needed was somebody who understood business that could be accountable. And here it is, you have this powerful force of Donald Trump, who didn't, he wasn't beholden on the K Street investment people or the, influencers. He came in, he was his own man, and I believe that's what threatened the deep state and the bureaucracy, did it not?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and that's part of the reason why, you know, someone who's willing to question that status quo, I mean, it really represents a massive threat to this establishment, if you will. So I think, you know, it really was in many ways a vicious cycle.
Well, you talk about follow the money. I mean, Carter, there's so much money involved here in the federal government. I mean, what the number one zip code on the planet is right there next to D.C., because that's where all the influencers are. These are the people that have their tentacles in our treasury. And thank you very much. They're doing quite well while the rest of us continue to work hard for a living.
Yeah, it's always amazing when I pass through town there, just how, I mean, the number of upscale grocery stores, luxury boutiques throughout the both not only in Washington D.C. central, but you know, in the throughout the Beltway, whether it's you know, in Maryland or Northern Virginia, it's truly extraordinary the amount of wealth that has been accumulated there.
So here you are as a volunteer to the Trump campaign, and suddenly you're hearing your name, you're on the radar. What did you think initially?
So I, you know, it was really a revelation. I never could imagine how far, you know, to the full extent to which bad actors in Washington would go to really destroy people as a way of advancing their political and personal interests. And it really is a unholy alliance between the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, and in this case, in this historic operation, including the U.S. intelligence community in a way that had never been seen before in a U.S. presidential election.
This makes Watergate look like peanuts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no comparison. And particularly if you view it, Bill, from a historic standpoint in terms of what, you know, and a technology standpoint. I mean, you compare the minor spying that happened, you know, at the Watergate Hotel, et cetera, mm-hmm. versus what actually happened in 2016, when the U.S. intelligence community, you know, with new technologies and the ability of the U.S. government to have such all-reaching and such deep infiltration into all aspects of a person's life, it's truly extraordinary. I mean, even on just a cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's location tracker. There is, you know, the ability to wiretap all your communications, read all your text messages, hack all of your emails. You know, just breaking an entry in the Watergate Hotel is nothing by comparison to the extraordinary new technologies that the U.S. government has, you know, developed over the years. but also that the Obama-Biden administration, in conjunction with bad actors in the Democrat Party, as well as the U.S. intelligence community, were able to deploy as a way of stopping then-candidate Trump.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Carter Page after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This report is sponsored by Regeneron. While life may feel different, monitoring your vision and attending eye care visits deemed necessary by your doctor remain essential. Blurry vision and worsening eyesight are just some symptoms that could be a sign of retinal diseases, like wet age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, or diabetic macular edema. Be proactive in your eye care and contact your eye doctor. Dr. Alan Ho, certified ophthalmologist and director of retina research at Wills Eye Hospital.
Eye care is essential, and it is critical to protect your vision. Retinal diseases can continue to progress with few symptoms and may lead to vision loss or even blindness. Retina specialists and eye care providers across the country are taking extra precautions to help keep you safe with sanitizing routines, face masks, social distancing, and reduced waiting room numbers. I encourage everyone to feel empowered to speak with their eye care team on how to safely manage eye health during this time.
Visit looktoyourfuture.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight, the fight, your call.
Fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Carter Page continues with us. His new book, Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. I mean, to think that that's the headline, I mean, you know, and that's in your book, an attempted coup in 21st century America, this is absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it, Carter?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, what I find particularly mind-blowing, Bill, is the fact that, you know, it's been so many years since this was starting to get uncovered, and just the full extent of this wrongdoing is still not fully understood. And really, that's the reason I decided to write this book. You know, there have been slight drips as to what exactly was going on surrounding this terrible wrongdoing. I realized that it was essential to kind of give the full story and allow American voters and the American public to understand the full extent to which these people were willing to go to illegally influence a U.S. presidential election.
Exactly. It was been quite obvious that during the Obama-Biden era, it seems like all the three-letter agencies were weaponized, whether it was the IRS going after conservatives, Tea Party groups and that, EPA. I mean, it's just it all got weaponized. And because of that, I don't understand why Durham and others would want to stay away from the Oval Office, because we do know by personality Barack Obama was he was the kind of leader that he was kind of a micromanager. And it was clear that he was aware, at least from my readings and what I've been able to study about this, how does this not go to the Oval Office?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. And, you know, I think all of us, all America, or most Americans, I would say, who are in touch with reality have been waiting for the full truth for a long time. And, you know, that's part of my objective in terms of telling this story now. But I think what is particularly encouraging, you know, if you read between the lines in terms of some of the initial steps now being taken by the Durham investigation. There was this infamous case from just a couple of weeks ago in mid-August where the charging document against the first perpetrator who was brought to justice refers to what, quote, certain members of the Crossfire Hurricane team were doing all the way back in August 2016.
Right.
So there's, so the reality is, I think, you know, only a very powerful FBI lawyer has been started to get brought to justice. But it's clear, you know, as referred to in that charging document, that there are other people involved in this endeavor. And so, you know, yes, I think it's really essential that we get more of the full truth, and that's again part of the reason why I decided to write this book. But I'm cautiously optimistic that, you know, given the fact that they're now acting with much greater integrity than what we saw during the Rosenstein Sessions years at DOJ, that there's now some initial steps in the right direction.
Carter, can we expect the people who are the company men, like FBI Director Wray and others who have been company men, to be able to clean up this mess? Because we attempted to do it back in the 70s, and we're unable. I mean, there's just something about the system of the FBI, the CIA, that just kind of lends itself to lean this way, and it's unfortunate that, you know, it just seems that I'm weary. I want to be optimistic, because by default I'm a very optimistic person, but I just don't see a serious enough move to really do some serious house cleaning on this, even more so than happened back in the early 70s.
Yeah, I think you're on to something very important, Bill. And unfortunately, I mean, there was a lot of aspects of your question. And again, it's part of the reason why I decided to write this book, is unfortunately there is so much covered in secrecy.
Yes.
So many top secret documents, which, you know, as you were alluding to, Director Wray has been very slow to provide to Congress. And I think, you know, many senior members of Congress are growing increasingly frustrated and increasing the pressure to you know, have some transparency. But unfortunately, I think it is reflective of the challenges in the Washington swamp, where so many of these people have such intimate relationships. And I mean, to get, just give you an example, the new general counsel of the FBI is a lawyer, which Director Wray brought in, or nominated several weeks ago, and he recently took office. And this individual is none other than a law partner of both Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates.
Oh, wow.
Two of the people who were part of the FISA abuse, signing these false and, you know, seriously wrong FISA warrants to spy on myself as a way of infiltrating the Trump campaign. So unfortunately, you know, it's not looking too good so far, but hopefully if members of Congress keep the pressure up, we may see some progress eventually.
Do FISA's judges not have the authority to be, I mean, I would think they'd be having somebody's butt right there in front of them real quick to get, you know, to get to the bottom of this and to, you know, censure, you know, disbar, do whatever they need to do in order to send a clear message. But that doesn't seem to be coming along soon.
Well, this, I get into this in Chapter 9 of my book, Bill. I mean, there are so many serious reforms that need to be done, as has been uncovered in this historic tragedy for America. And unfortunately, and you hit on it correctly, right? During the, you know, in the wake of the Watergate era, there were a lot of serious reforms that members of Congress were able to enact in terms of, you know, the very creation of this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA statute, was created in response to some of these bad acts. And unfortunately, you know, what we see now is even worse on so many levels, at such a higher level. And, you know, and the new tactics and the new dishonest approaches, I think, are truly extraordinary. So hopefully some steps might be taken to start addressing these problems.
Yeah, from the people and the entities that are the, you know, the caretakers of the rule of law. I mean, for them to abuse it like this, it almost makes you wonder if the lawlessness that's happening in the street of America is in part and parcel of what has previously been, you know, thrust into the body politic.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. And unfortunately, this is part of the problem, right? When you have the Democrat Party getting away with these terrible acts, you know, again, it was four summers ago. We were just referring to, you know, the new evidence coming out about what was happening in August of 2016. And unfortunately, there's been very little accountability. So I think it sends a unfortunate message to certain leaders, and I use leaders in with quotes around it,
right.
But, you know, certain bad actors who feel like they're completely above the law, right, where there are two separate forms of justice that are used for people who are part of their network on the one hand versus just average Joe innocent Americans like myself. And so it really creates some serious problems, and it's unfortunately, a major vicious cycle.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for all, you know, that you've done on behalf of the country and what you've done with this book in terms of bringing, you know, the truth out. This is going to answer some questions, and it will cause more people to be increasingly uncomfortable because of what happened in our government and what you document in Abuse and Power. Carter Page, thank you for being with us. The book available in all the usual places, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You got to admit, road trips are having a comeback in 2020 as many travelers remain wary of air travel. You can't blame them. They've turned to personal vehicles as a safe alternative, but nothing can put a damper on a road trip like car troubles, especially in the midst of a pandemic. From making sure you've got the right vehicle for your end of summer adventure to pre-trip tune-ups and more, we've got executive editor of Auto Trader, Brian Moody, is going to be joining us to share some simple steps to protect your vehicle and your loved ones as you head out on the open road this year. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you back. The wife unit and I are talking about, going cross country. We're in California right now. I am. She's in Hawaii, but as soon as she gets here, we're talking, maybe cross country, drive ourselves to back to Florida.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun, and I feel like it's something that people have missed out on all these years of just flying over. There's lots of cool stuff to see in places like Idaho and Missouri and Texas and all that kind of stuff.
Idaho, especially potatoes. Ooh, potatoes. Baked potatoes in Idaho. There's nothing like it.
If you do go through Idaho, you have got to see Jackson Hole. That's worth seeing.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
No, exactly. So this time of year, I mean, here we are, Labor Day, just around the corner. Why is this a good time for a road trip?
Well, like you said, people are not necessarily jumping back into air travel as quickly as, maybe they would normally. And that's okay, because when you are going on a trip by car, you can control your own schedule. It's a little bit less stressful, I think, mm-hmm. and you can control the distance. So in your case, if you want to go across country, you can do that. But if you want to just take a day trip in your local area and see the fall colors changing, that kind of thing, there's so many choices, and you're the one who's in control. And I think at this time of year, the road should be relatively open.
Yeah, I would think so. That's what we're thinking about, and we're probably going to take a northern route this time as opposed to the 10 that we normally do. I've had mixed emotions, but I'm warming up more and more to that idea, because what we'll do is we'll take a chunk of the road, pull in, and because we've got to find some place to do the radio show, because I'll probably still do the radio show, you know.
Right. So here's my last summer, my family and I drove from Wyoming, and we drove all the way to Florida. And so that's not quite cross country, but here's my tip. Don't try to bite off too big of a chunk each day.
Right.
Take less time and enjoy the local area. So, like I said before, Jackson Hole, Wyoming is great. Idaho Falls is great. There's lots of cool places to see, but you have to plan it and make sure that you have the safety equipment or you have the right stuff with you to make it enjoyable.
Right, exactly. Well, how about sharing the best car tech and features that's going to make the road trip more enjoyable? What do you suggest?
I got a couple for you. If you're lucky enough to have this in your car, or if you're looking for a car, cooled seats. That, to me, is one of the best inventions since canned soda. That's a good one. Also, Apple CarPlay. Apple CarPlay, there's also an Android version, basically incorporates your phone's information into the touchscreen. So you can listen to your Spotify channels, or you can get texts from your contacts, or you can make phone calls, or you can use your maps with your saved destinations. That's a good one. I also like adaptive cruise control. It works like regular cruise control, but it automatically matches the speed of the car ahead of you so that you don't have to keep adjusting all the time. So if you have yours set to 80, the guy ahead of you is going 65, your car goes 65 at a safe distance until that car moves out of the way.
All right. I love that. When did they bring that into play? This is the first time I've heard about this.
So it's been around for a while, but it's typically been found in high-end luxury cars. But now you can get it in cars like Nissan, Honda, Toyota, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Any other cool things?
Yeah, I'll tell you, one thing I really like is if you're on a road trip and you don't have that kind of a car, or a newer car like that, figure out a way to get Bluetooth from your phone into the car's audio system. I just think that is a must-have, and it's a way that you can make the car feel more personalized and not that you're subject to whatever happens to come on the radio in that area. Also, I would add satellite radio if you can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're talking with the executive editor for AutoTrader, Brian Moody, who's back with us, giving us some, road tip, great ideas to make the most of hitting the open road this year. What steps should we take to make our vehicles, ready to hit the road, Brian?
Well, do all the regular maintenance. If your car is about ready to be serviced or needs an oil change in the next, say, 1,000 miles, go ahead and do it now, and then you'll have peace of mind. But also check the fluids. Check the washer fluid. It's not necessary for your car to run, but if you come upon inclement weather or something goes on your windshield, it can be a lifesaver. And the one thing that people often overlook is tire pressure. It sounds like a little thing, but tire pressure that's off a little bit can dramatically impact the way your car handles. So check those things before you go.
Right. What about car safety and toolkits that we should have available?
Yeah, that's a good one. When I was a kid, we used to call them earthquake kits because I grew up in California.
Yes.
I know people don't call it that anymore.
Yes.
But it's still the principle still holds, which is to have some basic safety items with you. You might want some simple tools. Even if you don't feel like you're very mechanically inclined, you never know if there's something very easy to fix with a screwdriver. You want to be able to do that. Also, bring extra water, bring extra snacks, maybe even bring some blankets just in case you get stuck at a rest stop or something. And here's one you can do that's a modern sort of thing. Get one of those auxiliary phone chargers. Mm. It's a battery, basically like a small brick. Plug it in at home, charge it up overnight, and bring it with you on the trip. If you don't need it, you don't need it. But if you do, you plug your cell phone in, and be sure to bring your adapters and your cable too, right?
Exactly.
You plug your cell phone into this auxiliary battery, and you can run your phone off of that for hours.
You see, I grew up in California like you, Brian, and I know about the earthquake kit. But we're having to adjust. So now we have the hurricane kits now that we're in Florida, which is a whole interesting story altogether. I'm sure that you and I could be talking all day about that. As far as the car is concerned in upgrading our vehicle, whether we rent one or whether we own one, what kind of upgrade should we be looking at?
Right, so people should be looking at how they're using their cars now, because a lot of people have been working from home, and they may be doing that for the foreseeable future, not because of anything to be frightened about, but because businesses have realized that they can change the way they do business. Some jobs don't need you to be in the office, and if that's the case for you, maybe you get to have a nicer vehicle, but you have one for your family instead of two. So think about how your family uses the car, think about what your needs are, and then find something to match that. It would be nice if you could, say, trade in two Honda Civics and you get one nicer Acura or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
These safety features that we've been talking about, including many more, such as blind spot monitoring or rear emergency braking, are all becoming very common in not only new cars, but cars that are just, you know, 3 or 4 years old. So look for that, and also look for certified pre-owned. That's a great way to get a luxury car at a lesser price with a factory-backed warranty. That's one thing we always tell people, and it doesn't seem like people know that much about certified pre-owned cars.
Well, Brian Moody is with us, executive editor for Auto Trader. He's known for delivering timely, straightforward, unbiased automotive information to the site's 17 million in-market shoppers. And we always love having Brian on with us to get us up to date. Brian, you bring up an important idea here, and that is, boy, if you haven't been shopping for a car lately, not that you have to even buy it, but just to kind of get up to speed as to what's available. I think people are going to be, you know, incredibly surprised if it's been a while since you've been looking for a car, right?
Right. That's exactly right, because what we found is that a lot of people on the road are driving cars that are an average of 11 years old or older. So some of the features that we've talked about, like you before, we were talking about adaptive cruise control. Well, that used to be things that you would find on BMWs and Jaguars. Today, you can get that on a Toyota. And so I think people would be surprised at what kind of safety, convenience, and even luxury features you can find on a car like a Toyota Avalon or a Honda Accord or even a Toyota pickup truck. So it's worth doing research ahead of time. And now one big change is you can do almost all your shopping and a lot of the buying and shopping just online from the comfort of your own home.
Exactly. We got to leave it there, Brian. So tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Yeah, go to autotrader.com. There's lots of great car reviews, information, and many used, new and used cars for sale.
Brian Moody, thanks for joining us. Take care. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Favored by students and young adults, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account provides clients with ways to help them establish and maintain responsible money management skills. Christian Baumfalk, Bank of America.
Developing smart financial habits like budgeting and saving is essential, especially during these uncertain economic times. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping young adults and students succeed by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance banking account, as well as educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
More than 2 million clients now use Advantage Safe Balance banking, which allows them to bank without overdraft fees. Students under the age of 24 are also eligible for a waiver to cover the monthly maintenance fee on both the Advantage Safe Balance banking account and the Bank of America Advantage Savings account. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/student banking. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/student banking.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it really comes down to a binary choice, and you're understanding more about freedom as our freedoms continue to be restricted, right? I often tell the kids that it is experience that defines preference, and we're getting a lot of experience right now to better understand what they didn't teach you in school is still happening in life, and that is that you've got to make the choice if you want to live free or do you want to be restrained and be controlled by an outside force that says they know better than you. Well, needless to say, all this is adding to the chaos, whether we're looking at Portland, crazy stuff. I happen to be in California right now, and it's every day. I mean, I pick up the paper and go, what is going on with this state in which, you know, I was born and raised in? I mean, it is absolutely obtuse, but this seems to be the case throughout the country, and I don't blame you. Some of you said, look, at Bill, this is quite frightening. It really is, but this is a time for courage, and if we ever needed to be strong and courageous, which is the message that God gave to Joshua when he led him into the promised land, it is now. This is a time for courageousness and boldness, and this is why I'm so excited to talk with our next guest, Reverend Kevin Jessup. My old friend is back with us. He's the co-leader. You've heard me speak of the Return, a national global day of prayer and repentance. Rabbi Kahn was with us. We talked a bit about it. We've mentioned it throughout the previous weeks to mark this special date, which is December the 26th in Washington, D.C. That is the return date. There will also be some preambles to that will take place between the 18th and the 28th as well. Reverend Jessup, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, I am so excited on so many levels of the return. I mean, you and I, well, from the first time we met, we're brothers in arms, and we know that what we're dealing with here in this country is a spiritual issue. And this is the way it's going to be solved. For many years now, we've been praying 2 Chronicles 7:14. But there comes a time when God says, well, I understand you're praying it, but are you ready to live it?
Amen. Well, you know, on September 25th from 6 to 9 p.m., we're having an incredible thing called, on the National Mall, called the Return Next Generation. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Mike Lindell and Nikki Cruz and a bunch of great people there. Dan Agofi will be leading us in worship. And and we're going to be honoring our military and honoring law enforcement. But that is the theme for that is actually Joshua, the verse that says what you just stated, stand, be strong and courageous. And mm-hmm. so this is for the next generation that Friday night, and then we get right into the return at 9 a.m. on the 26th.
Well, it's a day that many of us have set aside, and I say many more. I think we're expecting 500,000 people at least to show up there. And it's a global day of prayer and repentance. And what a perfect time before the election. And, you know, like all things that are of God, they always seem to fall at just the right time when people of faith can come together, God's remnant, and say, God, we need to reconcile ourselves. We need to have a conversation and be honest with you and say, we've really messed this thing up.
No doubt. I mean, the return is not a day. It's not a performance. It's not a concert. It is a day where God's righteous remnant are going to be standing in the gap for the unrighteous, and we're believing for the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be praying for. The return is a movement. It's a season and a day of prayer and repentance in America and around the world. We'll have all six continents and over 100 nations involved, sending in feeds from around the world. And this is a sacred solemn assembly for our nation, and it is a national day of repentance. The scripture documents that when there are times of great turmoil, grieving, and conviction of sin, leaders always arose and called together a solemn assembly of the nation for repentance. And so I think that we're in one of those kairos moments of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where God has ordered this, and we've put 7 years of prayer and vision into this. And this is the year, this is the time for it.
Exactly. And that's the way, as Charles Finney says, things always happen in God's time at just the right time when they're needed the most. And here we are right now. We are desperate as our nation continues in chaos. Our leaders are divided. Country is divided. Racism. And it's like pandemics are abounding. And they're abounding, Kevin, because we've abandoned God. We've abandoned the moral principles, even the basic Ten Commandments we've turned our backs on, and we're wondering, you know, why this country is in the mess that it's in.
Well, you know, America was founded, Bill, upon prayer and dedication to God, but it has departed from his ways. And so America's in deep trouble now. We're divided. We're in decline. We're in deep crisis. And we believe that America's at a very critical moment, hanging in the balance. And if it doesn't turn back now, we may never have that chance again. And
well,
the last time, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, as you know, our good friend Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, who is is going to be just releasing his book, well, actually it was just released yesterday, Harbinger 2, you know, lays this out, this pattern. I mean, this is a consistent pattern that Almighty God has shown us time and again. He did it with the children of Israel. So why should America be an exception?
Well, there's no doubt. The last time our nation called a solemn assembly, other than 1918 with Woodrow Wilson, was really back in 1863 by Abraham Lincoln. So we're long overdue for a time of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And we are... believing God to hear the united cry when his righteous remnant come and cry out to him. We're praying that he'll rend the heavens and come down and do a work, a supernatural work. I believe God is doing three things right now. I believe he's cleansing his temple like he did the first time he came.
Mm-hmm.
All the corruption, everything is being blown out, you know, like Eli. He said, you're holding services, but I'm not there.
Right.
And so we're seeing the church go, I believe we're reverting back to an Acts 2 model as the early church was. We started with that, and we're going to end up with that.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing he's doing is, he's allowing his bride to enter into a rest. This is something that Isaiah talks about. I'm going to do a new thing, but it's really not a new thing. It's an old thing mm-hmm. that he's always wanted to do, even in the times of the Israelites, through the times of the prophets and the judges, even into the New Testament, Hebrews says there's yet a rest to be entered into. And God is going to allow his bride to enter into that rest. Mm-hmm. And that rest is based upon the finished work on the cross, the redemptive blood that was shed for us. And the third thing he's going to do, he's going to instill us with a militant faith, not a cocky faith, but a faith that is of assurance that he's got everything in his hand. He's still on the throne. He's yes. got it covered. And so we have no fear of man or calamity or anything.
Well, Jesus instituted the church to be his powerful arm, an extension from heaven to be this catalytic force. And the church has been rendered a bit inert, to your point here, Kevin, and I agree with you. And this is going to be a time of shaking within the church. It's already happening now. And consistent with the office of the Holy Spirit, you know the Holy Spirit is already hovering over the chaos. And what could, because what we're seeing across the country, whether it's, you know, 100 plus nights of riots in Portland, or, you know, this disgusting thing that we saw yesterday about this, you know, this young woman being sexually assaulted in broad daylight in New York on a subway platform, Kevin. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is how debased our country, our culture has become. And don't think, let's throw in an added one here. The state of California passes a bill that now allows judges a little bit of discretionary freedom when they come to sentencing of pedophilia. That if there is something within, you know, if the victim and the perpetrator, if there's less than 10 years difference, well, the judge has the discretion now, according to state law, to render a softer sentence and not have to make them report as a sexual offender on the public rolls. I mean, all this stuff is insane that is happening across our country. And if you think that Donald Trump is going to fix this, or you think Jesse Jackson is going to fix this, I mean, Kevin, we've got to let ourselves, you know, fight ourselves out and realize that it is going to be by no other way but by the hand of Almighty God himself to straighten this mess out.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's, you know, Isaiah says, I'm about to rise up for the sake of my own name.
Mm.
And when God does that, a whole army of faithful people who've been in the prayer closets listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit are going to rise up with him. And there are going to be dark storms, and we're going to be the ones that are in the anchor in the midst of the storm. People are going to look at us and see the peace and the rest that we have, and they're going to want that. They're going to want that hope and that assurance
exactly.
That we have. You know, every time the church is interested as an ecclesiastical institution and just perpetuating itself, it's a pattern in Scripture that the Lord just says, I'm gone. I left you. And
yes.
I go back to that Eli thing again when he said, I'm done with you, and I'm over here raising up a whole company of Samuels.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord does. When the church gets this way, he just leaves it. He starts with a whole new company of Samuels, and God's raising up Samuels all over the place.
And exactly, so, and I'm really excited about this day. It is going to be September 26th, preceded by the 25th, of course, a youth day as well. September 26th in Washington, D.C. Where can they go for more information? 5 seconds left, Kevin.
Well, praise God. We just go to the return.org. You'll find out all you need to know how to attend, host, or take part. And the return.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.